12. The Trinities. The original Trinity is the Paradise Trinity of Father, Son, and Spirit. It is eternal. It always has been. It was really inevitable. It had to be. But why did it have to be? Let's go back to the beginning of things again. Do you remember how it was that God first expressed Himself in Paradise and as the Eternal Son? This meant that He separated things non-personal from things personal. Paradise is the absolute machine. The Son is the absolute personality. Then what did the Father do? He brought mind into existence. Mind can build a bridge of relationship between the spirit person and the non-spirit machine. The God of mind is the infinite spirit, the deity equal of the Father and the Son. It was inevitable that these three deity equals should unite. This union is the Paradise Trinity. This Trinity is eternal, just like the central universe of Havona. There are two other Trinities that are coming into existence since the times of Havona. Why are there just exactly two additional Trinities? It is because the Father decided there would be just two additional levels of creation. He started out with the absolute level of existence, then He decided to have two additional levels of existence. He decided to have a finite level. He also decided to have an absonite level. Power and personality are coming into existence on each of these two levels. Power and personality tend to come together in Trinity unions. The Paradise Trinity. This is the eternal deity union of the Universal Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit. It always was, is, and will be. It is an eternal fact of existence. It is existential. But as Trinity begins to work on the two new levels of existence, then experience enters into the picture. This is the only Trinity that takes in all infinity. But since this Trinity can experience, then deity can experience. So we can have experiential deity. This is why we have the growing appearance of God the Supreme, God the Ultimate, and God the Absolute. The other two Trinities we call the First Experiential Trinity and the Second Experiential Trinity. We also call them the Post-Havona Trinities. Neither of these two Trinities can be infinite. Why? It is because they are made up of derived deities. Derived deities in contrast to the original deities, Father, Son, and Spirit. These derived deities are produced by the Paradise Trinity. In this way, God is enriching the infinity of divinity. He could hardly enlarge the infinity of divinity, but He can enrich it. He is enriching it with experience. Whose experience? The experience of creatures and of creators working on the finite level of existence and of others working on the absonite level of existence. A trinity is a basic relationship. It is a basic fact of deity, that deity unites in trinity. The work of a trinity fills the area of deity action from border to border. When all of this trinity work is added up, it adds up to a total. This total is a new deity personality. There are three new totals of experience that are being added upon the three levels of finite, absonite, and absolute growth. These three totals are God the Supreme, God the Ultimate, and God the Absolute. These are the three experiential deities, the deities who grow by experience. They get their original start from the Paradise Trinity, the original Trinity. Their continuing growth is dependent on three things. First of all, they have to work at it themselves. Second, they are dependent on what the post-Havona creators do. They are dependent on the Creator Sons, for example. And third, they are partly dependent on what the post-Havona Trinities do. They are dependent on the success of the first and the second experiential Trinities. We call these two post-Havona Trinities the Ultimate Experiential Trinity and the Absolute Experiential Trinity. Neither one of them is fully in operation at the present time. They are coming into being. We can tell you something about them. 1. The Ultimate Trinity. This Trinity is now evolving. When it has completed its evolution, it will be made up of the following beings: the Supreme Being, the Supreme Creator Personalities, and the Architects of the Master Universe. You know about the Supreme Being. The Supreme Creator Personalities are creators who make up the first three levels of God the Sevenfold: Master Spirits, Ancients of Days, and Creator Sons. The architects of the master universe are not finite beings, they are absonite beings. They are neither creatures nor creators, they are special universe planners. You might think of them as the intelligent and purposeful and living blueprints of the master universe. What will happen when this ultimate trinity really gets into operation? It will have a lot to do with completing the growth of God the Ultimate. This trinity and God the Ultimate will work in the whole master universe. This is a very big place in which to work. 2. The Absolute Trinity. This is the second experiential trinity. It too is in process of evolution. When it is completed, its growth will be made up of the following beings: God the Supreme, God the Ultimate, and the unrevealed consummator of universe destiny. You know about the Supreme and you know about the Ultimate. You know nothing about the consummator of universe destiny, and we are not going to tell you anything about him. This absolute trinity works on personal and on superpersonal levels. Remember that absonators are superpersonal. It also works right up to the borders of the non-personal. If it could ever complete its growth, then we would have God the Absolute building up by experience on the foundations of the Deity Absolute. We can see how the Ultimate Trinity can complete its growth. We do not see how the Absolute Trinity could complete its growth. How can you reach the end of infinity? If this Absolute Trinity can never complete growth, then how can God the Absolute ever come into being? But perhaps there is another way besides growth. Back in past eternity, the Father and the Son brought the original Trinity into existence by trinitization. This produced the Infinite Spirit on the one hand, and brought about a peculiar union of the Father-Son on the other hand. We venture to speculate that God the Supreme and God the Ultimate might also trinitize at some remotely future time. If they ever did, then this act might trinitize God the Absolute on the one hand while bringing about a peculiar union of the Supreme Ultimate on the other hand. The philosophers of the universes sometimes talk about a trinity of trinities. This would be a trinity made up of three trinities: Paradise Trinity, Ultimate Trinity, and Absolute Trinity. It would be both existential and experiential. It would be a trinity infinite. If trinities always result in new deity personalizations, then what would the trinity of trinities personalize as? Possibly the function of this trinity would reveal the personality of the Universal Father in an infinite way as the I Am. But regardless of all this speculation, the Paradise Trinity is potentially infinite because the Universal Father actually is infinite. Acknowledgement. The papers that follow this forward are going to tell you about the character of the Universal Father and something about the nature of his Paradise associates. We are also going to attempt to describe the perfect central universe and the seven superuniverses that circle around it. In telling you this story, we have to carry out the instructions given us by our superiors, the rulers of our superuniverse. These instructions lay down certain rules which we are to follow in telling you new truths and in clearing up what you know. These rules tell us to use human concepts and ideas whenever we can. We are to use the best ideas that human beings have had. When we simply cannot find a human concept to use, then we can tell you about how we look at these things. Then we will give you our own ideas. This is not the first revelation of truth on your world. Each revelation must take in the best that is known at the time and must use it. Each revelation starts out with the old and then goes on to give new truth and to better sort out and clarify what you know. Now have we come to do this job of telling you about God and His universe associates. But before we even started out to tell you this story, we carefully studied the ideas that human beings have had about these matters. We studied the ideas that human beings have had, not only in the present, but also in the past. We studied the ideas that God-knowing mortals have had. As a result of this study, we selected more than 1,000 concepts. These human concepts we have adopted as the foundation for our story. Wherein these human concepts are not good enough to tell the truth as we have been instructed to tell it, then we will add to them. We will add to these human concepts by drawing upon our own ideas and superior knowledge. We do know about the reality and divinity of the Paradise deities. We also know about the universe in which they live, the perfect universe of Havona. We are well aware of the difficulties of our task. We know that we cannot put our language into your language. Too much is lost in translation. We are going to talk about concepts of divinity and eternity. We are going to use a language that has only finite words that can be understood by human minds. But we know that we will have help. We are not just dependent on mind alone. We know that a fragment of God Himself lives within each human mind. We also know that the Spirit of Truth lives with each human soul. We further know that these spirit forces are going to help human beings understand what we are talking about. They are going to help you understand what spiritual values are all about. They are going to help you understand what universe meanings are all about. But most of all, they are going to do something else, something much more important. These spirits of divine presence are really able to help you to spiritually understand a certain kind of truth. This is the truth which helps you to grow, to make progress in personal religious experience. This is the truth by which you become conscious of the presence and reality of God. This simplification was compiled by William S. Sadler, Jr., and he accepts responsibility for the sacrifice of meaning, for the dilution of fact, and for the distortion of truth. Much meaning has been sacrificed to make some meaning clear. Much fact has been diluted to simplify the understanding of some fact. Much truth has been distorted so that some truth could be more easily comprehended.